Hello.
Yeah, this is Lakin. Did you request a callback from customer service?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. Okay. How may I help you today?
Okay. My name is Shirley Henderson, and I see where yesterday I did a survey. I was supposedly to get a Dyson something. I don't even know what it was, but it was some kind of portable or whatever, vacuum cleaner or something. And it's the only thing I had to pay was $10 shipping and handling. So that's what I paid for. But I see there where my card was charged $59.89. I did not authorize that. So I would like to have that canceled, please. I only authorized $10.
All right, let me get the account pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
32053.
Okay, and what was your first and last name? You said Shirley Henderson?
Yes.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
2042 Northwest 23rd Boulevard, Jennings, Florida. 32053.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. It looks like I do see where you tried to take a survey to win a Dyson Vacuum 11. Is that correct?
Yes, but it didn't say anything about winning a Dyson. It says that I'm trying to find it. It says anyway, yeah, it had something to do with the Dyson, but it didn't say when. It was said that I,
Yeah, you have to read the terms and conditions, and then that's when it tells
it
you.
It didn't do the terms and conditions until after you did all the rest of it.
After yes,
you did
ma'am.
Everything. And after you hit confirm or whatever, then you can see the terms and conditions. That's when you can see that. And I read that, and it still didn't say anything about no $50-some dollars.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm not sure if you read the whole thing, but, yeah, the reason why you got the $59.89, when you read the terms and conditions, it tells you that it's an entry to win, so that means you don't pay anything for shipping. But you have to enroll into a Bites Hub meal planning app subscription for $59.89. So if you don't want to pay that, then you don't put your information in to try to win the Dyson.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to put all your information in first, and it did not. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, no, you're fine. I mean, it's on there. You can read it before. You just probably didn't read it until afterward.
Well, I looked, and I
yes, ma'am.
And afterwards, I didn't see anything about the $50-some dollars. Now, it did come up after I put my information in there. It said that I could sign up for some kind of meal thing. I skipped over that because I didn't want it.
Okay. Well, whenever you sign up to win it, you're automatically billed for the Bites Hub meal planning app. So there's no skipping, yes, ma'am. You have to, if you want to win it, you automatically bill that money for the subscription.
Well, it didn't tell me that.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and help you with this. All right, so basically the app focuses on how to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. Would you like to try the app at $20 a month?
No.
Okay. All right, well, I'll get this canceled out for you because I'm not sure what happened, but when my other customers call in, before they even put their information, I tell them to scroll past the payment method and read the terms, and it tells you that before you even submit the order.
Appreciate that email.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. I'm just getting you canceled out.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
some reason, I can't find it. Cannot find it. I'm guessing I'm not going down far enough.
Yeah, it's usually towards the bottom, like the bottom, the terms.
No, I mean the whole thing.
Oh, you're talking about the, with the ad?
Yes. I don't even see it. And that was yesterday. Wait a minute. Yesterday was 18th, yes. I don't even see the ad now. And that did not delete it. But anyway, I appreciate the fact that you're canceling that because I cannot afford to pay for something I don't want.
Yes, ma'am.
Really can't afford to pay for stuff I want.
Look, me and you both.
I really can't afford to pay that. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
I don't know. It must have seemed like to me it wouldn't have disappeared off of my tablet. I don't see it any place.
No, you're fine. I got it canceled out. Just let me know when you want to write down the cancellation number.
Okay. All right. I am ready.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 920. 742.
Mm-hmm.
991.
Can I repeat that?
Yes, ma'am.
Steven Charlie. 920. 742. 991.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay. And you know, and I can say to you all, I remember it saying that my thing would be look. I'll keep watch on my mail because it would be here within 2 weeks.
Oh no, ma'am. Yeah, it's an entry to win through a sweepstakes. So if you happen to be selected, then they would contact you through email. So, yeah, they're not going to just ship it to you.
That's what it said.
Did it?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was trying to find it, to read it to you. And you were saying that your customers call you and tell you, ask you about it beforehand. The only thing, after you done put all your information in and hit that you was through, then it come up and then it takes you to this meal thing, and I hit no thanks on that, and then under that then it says please read terms and conditions, and I read all of the terms and conditions, and I didn't see any place where it did say thank you for something about my subscription.
Yes, ma'am.
And I said, and it told me to go to the company that was sponsoring the gift, the prize or whatever, you know. And it was the way it's worded is that I was getting that. It kept telling me they only had one left. There were several things was on there, but only had one of these left, and I had like 4 minutes to fill out the paperwork to fit, you know, fill out the paperwork to get it. And it was $10 shipping and handling. And I read the whole thing. It never said anything about a contest or nothing like that. Even the I read, and after, you know, all of that, it had a lot of, you know, several people on there talking about how they confirmation receipt. Okay. Congratulations, you are the lucky online winner of a brand new sweepstakes Dyson vacuum cleaner. Yep, that's what it said. And you have been chosen to participate in our loyalty program for free. It would take you only a minute to receive this fascinating prize. And then I clicked on that. This is okay. I clicked on that. Next thing come up was survey. Congratulations! You would like to offer you a unique opportunity to receive a brand new Dyson V11. To claim, simply take this short survey about your experience with us. Your opinion is very valuable. Okay, I hit that. I'm not going to fill all this. Okay, it didn't tell you to start the survey. Okay, so I started the survey. There's nothing there telling me about reading it, nothing else, you know. And then there go the questions come up. There is no, since I didn't answer that first question, it won't let me go to the next one. But now see, this one's saying that my offer expires in 5 minutes and 31 seconds. But I fill out all these questions. It's not but 8 questions. And after I finish the last one, and then it asked me for my information to tell me $10. All I got to pay is $10 and for shipping and handling. And it, I should have it in 10 days, or 5 to 10 days. Watch my mail. And then I hit order complete. And after that, it come up with the food thing. And I say, no thanks. And then after that, it says, please read conditions and stuff. And I done already put everything in, my information, everything. And I read the whole thing, and it didn't say nothing about $59. But it did say, thank you for the membership or something like that. But it didn't say how much the membership was. And I said, I don't know membership. It didn't tell me to go to, I guess it would be the Home Depot, because that's who's supposed to be sponsoring it. Website, if I had any questions. Are you still there, darling?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But that's what it says on my tablet. And they have all these people on here talking about, even showing you pictures of what they received. They were skeptical, but they took the survey, and this is what they received. And this one man talking about how his wife was so glad of it and blah, 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 you know. But that's all after I done put all my information in and said I was through.
Okay, yes, ma'am, you're fine. Like I said, we got it canceled out for you, so that's all you need is that cancellation number.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to tell you what I read so you wouldn't think I'm...
Oh, no, I believe you.
Yeah, tell me one thing, but it do
yes,
something
ma'am.
Else. All right. Thank you, darling. I really appreciate you. And you
all right, you're so
day.
Welcome. You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.